Welcome back. Welcome back, y'all. Welcome back to Continue the Conversation podcast. I'm your host, Gypsy James Robinson, and welcome back to the show. So, you know, we talk about the Renaissance and we talk about this season of badasses and talk about the age of Aquarius and Renaissance folk. This next badass is an actor, a writer, had a hit single in the 90s, Weekend on the Move, that was running around Belgium. She's a trainer, personal trainer that is, and a workout developer. And she is the current owner of Good Energy Fitness. I want everybody to welcome to continue the conversation, Françoise Dehep. Hey, Françoise.
Hi. Oh, thank you for having me. Hi, everyone. What a pleasure.
Welcome, Françoise. Like the introduction said, you are a Renaissance woman, but you also, as a part of Renaissance, you have always been big on health and fitness. I even think you may know a little martial arts, maybe judo or something. I wouldn't be surprised.
Yes, kickboxing.
Kickboxing somewhere. And kickboxing, ladies and gentlemen. So, Françoise, you have a wonderful new company, Good Energy Fitness, and you've always been a big part of health and fitness. So why don't you tell us a little bit about how you got motivated to keep this going?
Well, I've always been into health all my life, and I think it was a matter of time that I was just going to turn it around and do something more meaningful with it that can not only help me, because I was, you know, I was not getting younger, but also help people around me. Like, how to make a difference, utilizing something that I've always loved and that I knew would always be there. Other things, other jobs have gone and, you know, come and gone. And health was and fitness was always there, always making me happy. So I think that growing up in Africa, where everything was naturally organic, in vibrations and in colors and everything, and growing up this way, I believe has sealed me. I think that's what it is, into this love for nature, love for healthy food. And so down the years, I always kept going back to what's healthy and what's balanced for my body. And I helped a bunch of roommates down the years and, you know, getting better, losing weight, getting healthier, feeling better. All of a sudden starting eating vegetables. So all these little minute details. And so as I grew up, eventually I thought, you know what, let's do something with this and bringing the good vibration of what unleashing yourself is all about. You know, move your body and the rest will follow. So, you know, here I am. So good energy fitness. Yeah.
Move your body and the rest will follow. I like that.
Yes.
So you
mentioned,
so you were raised back and forth between the Congo. Am I correct? And Belgium?
Yes. Yes. The Congo. I was born in the Congo. My mom is from Congo. Dad is from Belgium. So in between those two countries, but most of my teen years, we were in Burundi next to the Congo, which were the most beautiful years of my life. Yes.
So, and I know with nature and health and great food, that that's definitely must have been just rooted deep within inside you.
Exactly. Yes, absolutely. And also my family was health orientated, I guess, just naturally. So that really was very helpful. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So, so you said that you've always been involved in it and you, so you've had various careers. Now, this kicked off a little later in your life, the professional side of it. You were always helping people around you and you started branching out into business a little later in life. What was the motivation behind you deciding now is the time that I'm going to do this full time?
Well, they were, you know, when I reached my late 30s, I could feel drastic changes in my body. You know, the hormones reaching the early onset of perimenopause, however it's called, but that, and the body was not recuperating the way it used to be, and also slowed down. So I just stuck to just walking or just hiking, and I felt it was not enough. Then I come towards the beginning of my 40s, and it keeps on changing. And menopause is not nothing, you know. Those hormones are—it's a reality. But it's also very beautiful. You have to embrace it. So I thought, I have to take care of myself because this is not going to get better. I have to reconnect with this part of myself that I need to take care of myself more. I need to do something more, and I'm just going to get everybody with it, you know. So I not only that, but also fell in love, got married, moved into another area. So I think there was this, all those opportunities for me to embrace this wave of change in my life. And I was just like, you know what? I've always wanted to do this and train people. So let me just do it on a professional level. Yeah. So that's all I'll be doing. And so I took the first step and then the second one. And I started by getting a certification, you know, do everything properly. But yeah, really all the experience is coming from, I mean, you are your own best experience, because I've done a whole lot of experiences on myself with food and this and that. But anyway, so I started training people, and it was an adventure.
Yeah.
Started to train men and women, and now it's mostly women.
Well, you know,
you know.
You said that there was changes, because I know we met in Los Angeles, and then you met your current wife, Nancy, and you lived in San Diego. So you had an opportunity to be outside and to really get motivated. And being in California in that area with lots of great fresh food and everything must have really given you a great outlet to be able to do that. Love will do it for you. Love and good energy and good food. That goes a long way. And
it's absolutely
how you first off talk about embracing menopause and loving yourself for this is who you are as a woman. And I think sometimes a lot of my female friends, because you know I'm in my 50s, so a lot of my female friends as well have you know, dreaded it a lot, and they've all been through different things. And I love how you are expressing love yourself, and let's embrace this change in our body. You said that you were raised with a lot of people around you, like a small village. You know, they say it takes a village. So do you think that's a part of why you also like to do the outreach? You want to bring everybody into this good vibe, this good feeling, because you know that it can make them feel better, and it's a good place to be.
Absolutely. You have to share what's abundant, right? Okay. There is no way you can keep all that for yourself. And I don't mean to say that I'm always, you know, in abundance of joy. I'm human. So of course there are those waves that we're surfing, you know, gracefully or less gracefully. But at the end of the day, or at the beginning of the day, the bottom line is that we're filled with so much abundant love and good vibration. We have to tap in, we have to bring it out, we have to share it, and we have to expand all together, because we're all connected, as you know, more than anyone I think that I know, you know. So I've come, you have to embrace who you are. And menopause is something that was never talked about even growing up. I do even go back to my mom and ask her, how come those things were not talked about growing up? Mm-hmm. I mean, not that it's a subject of interest maybe for a kid, but I wish I would have known more about what other women were really going through, because it's really not easy, those changes. And physically you feel that you're becoming a different person, but you have to go with that shift, embrace it, and then it's a whole new universe that expands for you and that opens up. So I love when I meet women, which I train, because they're mostly women, and their kids, because they bring me their teenage kids, because it does them good too. It's like I always find there is something that's been broken in the connection that they have with their own body. So what we do really with fitness is, the first thing is I like to feel that they can reconnect and be back in touch with their bodies. Even just, it could be something as simple as a sense of how their body moves in space. And we're not dancing. This is not dancing. We're doing planks and we're doing all kinds of body moves, body weight exercise. But there is, I like to bring mindfulness into the mix and try to make them, if they're interested, of course, conscious of every move that they make and reconnect with the body flow. And I think that helps a lot. And also disconnecting from everything that we think we know about what we've learned about training, how we were, or things we didn't understand. And then we got blasé. And often what I get is a lot of injuries.
Yeah.
Overdid it, got injured, never went back, dreading this exercise that really resonates with injury. And so there is all that to change. You know, poof, 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 we change it. And then off we go with reaching the goals. You know, we want to look good. We want to feel good. And then we have fun with it.
Oh, I love that you really embrace taking and talking to as many people, and that is down to their children as well. I think that's really fascinating. When you're dealing and having to exchange this energy with people, you are mostly doing this hands-on, right there with them, helping them with body positions, making sure they're doing these things right. And you're growing your business since 2019 into 2020 and coronavirus. So how did that affect your ability to connect with people? And even how did it affect you personally?
So that came as a shock, as we all know, we definitely did not expect that. And I was on the rise. You know, you start a new business, it takes some time, and I was right at the apex of it. And I was so happy. And, then comes the corona virus, but I was already projecting this. I had this idea to bring everything online.
Oh.
I had this idea of doing programs online, and, you know, like Jane Fonda was doing that back in the day.
Ooh, girl, see me. I know. We all hate messages. People are like, Jane Fonda, you please.
The cassettes and all that. And I always wanted to. Yeah, right. I wanted to do something like that. And so I had this in the back of my mind. And I felt that with the pandemic, it forced me to, it actually accelerated this vision, this dream that I had to develop workouts, tape them, and make them available for a greater audience. And that's where it was a little challenging for me, was that all of a sudden I was going to compose workouts for an audience that I don't really know as much as one-on-one, because I'm all one-on-one.
Right, right.
So, you know, I zero down on one person, and here it's, you have to cater to a whole potential pool of people. And it changes the way you teach them the fitness training program and exercises and movement. So that was the challenge for me, was to go from this very intimate space into something that seemed a little larger. Not all the clients followed into internet. It's not for everybody. It's not very easy to focus on a coach from the other side of the screen. So I had to adjust to that. But it didn't affect me as much, because turns out having to move from one state to another later, because my wife got a job offer. So we moved from California to Massachusetts, and then having this online platform already there was really helpful.
Yeah.
So in a sense, I was in with the flow with this thing, and it was really a positive thing for me. I have to say, it's not always the case for everybody, but it's just the pandemic has been an experience, that's for sure. So yeah, that's what happened with me. Yeah. I had to adapt to online, and it was a good thing.
See, this is when we talk about being tapped into the matrix, into the Renaissance, into the age of Aquarius.
Yes.
You are already moving forward with that to get yourself already set up. Well, listen, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, we're going to take a small break right now. And when we come back, we're going to talk to Françoise a little bit about how she has learned a lot about her wellness approach. And she has been doing things with sound baths and meditation. We'll be right back. Hey there, y'all. It's me, Gypsy James Robinson, the host of Continue the Conversation podcast. I just want to thank y'all for enjoying CTC Podcast every Monday. It's listeners like you that have helped this show grow to be one of the best new podcasts of 2021. So be sure to subscribe, like, and let me know your thoughts about the show wherever you get your podcasts. And remember to share this show with all your friends. So stay tuned for future premiere and bonus episodes of Continue the Conversation podcast. And until next time, peace and love. I'm out. We're back, y'all. Welcome back. Welcome back. So we're talking with Françoise Dehep, a fitness coach and trainer. And you know, she's given us a little bit of history about her life. And we, you know, she was just talking and we were just finding out about how she made a transition to Massachusetts. Now, as we learned earlier, you are an actor and an entertainer and you transitioned to being online and making videos. Do you think that part of your history, your background and entertainment made that also help you transition into that?
Absolutely. Nothing but that. Yes, absolutely. It's part of everything that you are, you know, that we are, everything that I am. And then it just came full circle. I am closer today. So I'm 46 going on 47 at this age. I am closer to everything I was as a young child with all my dreams, better, more than ever in my time. But I had to work through, right? So that is life experience. So here I am. So definitely, yes, acting, writing, everything. I found myself really acting and writing those workouts. It's amazing how everything is transferable this way. It's and I love it because I like all this holistic approach. Mm-hmm. And I get to live what I preach there a little, you know.
We are our best. Yeah, when you're a teacher, when you teach, you're your best learner. And that's how we get mm-hmm. better is when we teach. And, you know,
absolutely.
And you're now that you focus all your life on working on the insides with your nutrition and your health and fitness, now you're branching out into sort of what the metaphysical. You're taking on amazing things. For example, on your Instagram sound manifest, you've got these amazing sound bowls, these Tibetan sound bowls, and you're doing these different rhythms and things. And I personally, from experience, I suffer with arthritis. And I have been trying to find ways to relax my body and my mind so that my body can heal. And I've really started mm-hmm. listening to Tibetan sound bowls at night. And it really is making a difference in my life. What have you discovered about the sound manifesting and how did you get drawn towards that?
Well, first of all, I am really, really passionate about the crystal bowl that I have and the sound and the benefit. It's my new playground. I am so happy that you're asking about this. Sound manifest. So the way I came about is I went through one sun bath once, and that was it. It changed my life. Oh. Nothing has ever being able to reach so deep within me than sound. Wow. That's what I realized. Because I had gone through, you know, I went through shamanism, different other metaphysical experience, and they were all great and fantastic. But sound, that one was very different. Sound splits through everything and it reaches deep, deep within your cell, your entire, all your bodies. And I felt it. It was a different experience, and I had to have more, and I had to connect with the bowls. And it was kind of a calling. It was a calling. I went and got those bowls, and I started to play. And they taught me how to play and how to feel. And then after that, you flow. You don't really think about it. You just experience the sound. And then I started to do sound bath for my mom through Zoom because she's in Belgium. And then for my wife, and the dogs love the sound bath so much. And the number one fans, they'll show you they love this.
I know.
So that's how I got into it. Yeah.
Oh, that's so beautiful. And you were already wanting to reach the world, right? And it's so interesting. I have been studying about sound and music therapy for years. And I didn't, and I know that when I write music, I pay attention to what those ideas are, what the issues with their, with the sounds and chord structure, but I never really took it to heart for myself about the tonalness of what the, you know, what's been happening for centuries, why there's so much power. And, you know, and a lot of people through all religions, you know, people don't, that you can always feel what some people say, the Holy Spirit or Nirvana or the spirit of the rising up from your Kundalini. All of that can come from the great spirit of your, of sound and energy and how it manifests and why music affects you a certain way, why you feel this way after you hear music. And I think we're getting back to that whole idea, which is a part of the Renaissance. Right? This is what was
absolutely
during the Renaissance, learning about medicine and herbs and sounds. And now we have reached a place where we're learning that we've got to slow down. Like we've been going 100 miles an hour, 100 miles an hour. And you can actually sound bathe your mom who's in Belgium via See, this is
absolutely
this is using today. Today's vessel
absolutely
to reach people all over the world, and that's what you wanted to set out to do to begin with. How do you have any as you has your mom or anyone that has gone through these sound baths, have they had a chance to tell you if it how it makes them feel or?
Oh, absolutely. My mom was the she was my first sound bath, and she said she slept so well that night. She felt so good in a way that she could not explain. She just felt great. That's what she had said. But she, yes, I had, well, just right at home. It's funny talking about dogs, but they are so connected with this. It's amazing. They'll teach you a lot. So one of our dogs has arthritis, and I help him with the sound, and I believe he's even his ability to absorb the sound, maybe even greater than us, because they're so open and ready.
Exactly.
My wife loves it, and they feel good. I haven't had anyone healed of anything, but it's just really, it relieves you. And I think it has to be an ongoing regular practice, but it will definitely take you to places where you can finally relax your mind. And I think the deeper and the farther you go, it will start opening up more of who you are to yourself. You know, it's a journey. It's a journey.
And I think what you said is super important. You said you have to, the animals are always open. That's the, you have to be open to the suggestion.
Exactly.
Make this work and that it could be better for you.
Yes, absolutely. So the more, it'll work. So it'll be like a snowball effect. The sound guides you to open up more. And so it can do more work within you. And you can enjoy it just to relax, or you can really use it to go further into, you know, the experience of yourself, to try to find out more about yourself. But I like what you said. It's true. The world is starting to know that it's important to slow down. Was forced to do so, you know, with the circumstances of our time. But I think humanity we are all opening our eyes more and more and more to the fact that a lot of the things around are very archaic, and it's time to change just everything. Easy said, but it's happening. It's happening step by step. Yes.
Yes, it is. And I am so glad that you, Françoise de Hepp, are tapped into the matrix of the Renaissance, and that I know that we all are better people and the world is a much better place because of good energy fitness coming from Françoise de Hepp. You are now currently in Cambridge, I believe, over in the Boston area. So if you're interested in finding out more about Françoise de Hepp, you can just easily go to Instagram, type in Good Energy Fitness, how you're going to see her beautiful face, and go to Sound Manifest as well. All the links to her website and what she's got going on is all going to be right there for you so that you all can get into some good energy fitness. And that's what makes you Françoise de Hepp. That's why you are a badass. Thank you, Françoise.
Thank you so much.
The Conversation Podcast, Françoise. You are fantastic. Tell Nancy I said hello over there, and they are very lucky to have you over in Massachusetts. The sun is shining, and so is Françoise. Good energy.
Thank you.
Thank you, Françoise. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you. I love you so much.
Well, that's going to do it for us here today, ladies and gentlemen, on Continue the Conversation Podcast. I hope you all had a great time hanging out with me and Françoise Dehep, getting some good energy fitness. And you want to know one way to make sure that we can all keep moving forward in life. One way to do that, to make sure, is to create with love. Love to create. Love yourself. And the world will be a much better place. That's right, I said it. The world will be a much better place. So go out there, find some love, love yourself, get yourself a sound bath, check out some good energy fitness, peace, love, and hair grease. Anna.
Continue the conversation.